The statue depicts a man handing down a torch of knowledge. A previous sale price of $325,000 failed to attract a buyer, but last-minute negotiations changed all that. Joe DeVanzo is the museum's board chairman.
Yes, it was post-auction. They obviously, as we talked before, did not meet the reserve minimum, but negotiations with one of the interested parties did become fruitful late in the day today.
In the end, a Houston man got the statue for $300,000. DeVanzo says the sale was a calculated trade-off. The money will cover most of the cost attached to a nanosatellite, which is about the size of a milk carton and will launch on a NASA rocket.
We were an art museum when we first came into existence in 1962, and that's when the statue was donated to us as a gift. We are no longer an art museum, so we thought it was a way to approach our mission, which is more hands-on science for children.
The satellite will beam back data on space dust to the more than 50,000 children who participate in the museum's activities each year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.